Today's Daf Maseches Shkalim, Daf Zayin, the next and final Mishnah in this parak here on Amud Aleph, continues from the last Mishnah, discussing allocating the extra Shkalim, the extra funds, and one of these categories is leftover money that was collected for Kvura Sameis, for the burial needs of the deceased. Should then, this says the Mishnah, these should be used for that very purpose. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, leftovers for burial shrouds. There's a bit of a debate whether it goes to the Yorshim, goes to the heirs, or it's left until Eliyahu Navi gives instructions on what to do with it. Finally, Reb Nassim in the Mishnah teaches that the money should be used to build a nefesh. Nefesh is a monument over the grave of the deceased. However, the Gemara quotes a brisa, quoting Shimon Gamliel, that we don't build monuments for tzaddikim. The beautiful, beautiful words of Shimon Gamliel, divrei en hein zichronan, that the Torah of the tzaddikim, the Torah of these great rabbanim, is what carries on after them, and that is the greatest living memorial for their lives. The Gemara goes on to relate a series of agaditas about the importance of quoting the source of one's Torah ideas if they were heard from someone else. And we have the statement in Amud Beis, whereas earlier on we have the statement that the lips of the tzaddik are moving in the grave every time that their Torah is quoted. And then the Gemara goes on later on and says, Kan Shmua b'shem Omra Yireh Baal Shmua Kila Omid Kenegdo. The person who quotes the Torah in the name of the author, the name of the person who said over that Torah originally, it's as if that person is standing there before them. And a pasuk from Tehillim is quoted in Tehillim Paraglamates, Ach Betzelem Yitalech I, surely man walks as a semblance, which the commentaries mean to explain. What's saying is that when you teach the Torah of that individual, you're supposed to visualize that the actual author of the Torah, the teacher of the Torah, is there in the room who you're quoting from. Let's mention four ha'aros on this point. First is, it's not only sharing the Torah of a Rav in the person's name, but it's also about the form and way that it was taught. The Torah, and especially Piskei Halacha, are filled with nuance and context. I'm trying to stay as close to the way that the Torah was transmitted, if it can be word for word, if it can be as close as possible as one can remember it, wrote it down, that's what's important, and it's brought in the Shaul Shuvas Yosef Omet Simantes, that the Baal Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo would stick very close to the way the words were written in the Rambam and the other Rishonim, and the Baal Shulchan Aruch was leading the way for all later Sifrei Kodesh, that they should be quoting earlier Rabbanim, earlier Rishonim, Achronim. They should be written in the form as close as can be to the way that it was quoted. The second point is that even if we are not sharing a halachic teaching, we're sharing over a musar, an idea, a hashkafa, or a story. Says the concept of the Divrei Yoel, he says in Parshas Chayisara, he writes that we should be careful to quote the Baal Memra even here. Why? Because the traits and righteousness of the person, the midot of the person, if you hear the Musar and then you hear who comes from, you say, that creates the greater impact of the teaching being shared. The third idea from the Sfas Emes in his Perish and Pirkei Avos, beautiful, in the first parak we have the Mishnah, Yihi Beischa Beis Va'ad L'Chachamim, that your home should be a meeting place for the Chachamim. Says the Sfas Emes, of course, it can certainly be understood literally, that your home should be a meeting place for Shiurim, for Shirei Torah, for Rabbanim to come and give Shiurim, to be invited over, to teach Torah in your home. But when one's learning is Hashem Shemayim, and one teaches Halacha in the name of the author, these great Torah teachers come alive into your Shabbos table and your dining room, enabling your home to become a Beis Va'ad L'Chachamim. And the fourth idea, finally, a similar related teaching that we have in Pirkei Avos, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevigula L'Olam. A person who quotes the Torah in the name of the teacher that it came from, the Maharal teaches, brings Geula to the world. What does that mean, to bring Geula to the world? So the Maharal teaches that Geula means to connect everything back to the source. V'Tomer Esther B'Shem Mordechai is the source that the Mishnah brings. Tomer Esther B'Shem Mordechai, Esther came and told Achashverosh about the plot that was to kill him, and she said it in the name of Mordechai, the person that she heard it from. What's the big deal? The plot, the king was saved, why does it need to be so that she said it in the name of Mordechai? That's what caused the whole Purim story to begin to turn. When we quote the Torah teacher, we're taking that Torah back to its source. This is Geula, bringing that teacher into our Chavrus or a Shir or a Shabbos table, linking the present with the past and gaining the Schus, Be'ezrat Hashem, to bring about the ultimate Geula, B'mehar V'yameinu Amen.